Last night I watched The Avengers. Now, this is a movie that it seems like is one of the most agreed upon movies, I feel. It's like pretty much everybody seems to like this movie. It's only a question of how much. I love this movie. It's not my favorite movie from the MCU, but it's a fantastic movie. I have such fond memories of seeing this movie and just being almost relieved that the promise they made at the end of Iron Man 1, when Nick Fury first showed up, that they delivered. They pulled it off. I mean, with the exception of switching out Edward Norton and Mark Ruffalo for the Hulk, they kept the core cast from all the other movies. And they somehow melded them all together, and they got to take advantage of the fact that all these characters had been introduced, with the possible exception, again, of Ruffalo's Banner. And yeah, they gave us more screen time with, like, Hawkeye and Black Widow necessarily than we had before, especially Hawkeye. But, like, pretty much the entire principal cast we had seen before, or at least a variant of, maybe Hill. Maria Hill is probably the one exception. And hers was a, you know, all you needed to know about her was second in command of S.H.I.E.L.D. Great, Nick Fury's second, so that's all you need. You're good to go. I loved it. I loved what they did with the battle in, like, in the park with Thor and Iron Man, and then Captain America coming in and breaking it up. Seeing the Marvel Trinity on screen together for the first time, very cool. Definitely a classic moment. The first time on screen you get to see these characters interact is just really cool. No, that wasn't the first time the Iron Man and Captain America interacted, for example, just in a couple scenes prior when they captured Loki, but the three of them together, you just get that shot of all three of them. Absolutely love it. I gotta say, I think Tom Hiddleston's Loki did a wonderful job in this movie. He's been a great character in all his appearances, really. You know, Marvel gets a lot of grief about the quote-unquote villain problem that they have, which I don't really subscribe to. They don't necessarily have, they're not all on the same level as, like, Thanos, but they have some pretty good ones. And I think Loki is a really good villain, and it's easy to see why, not just from the comic history of it, but just from the movies, why they used him as the first real villain for the Avengers to face off with. You know, I'm not a big fan of scores and musical scores. They don't often jump out at me. They don't often stick with me, and I almost never listen to them after I see a movie. I don't listen to them before I see a movie because I want my first time to hear it to just be in the experience of the movie itself. But there's only a handful that stick out to me from movies. But to date, that the theme for the Avengers is still my favorite theme in movies. I love it. It's the theme that gets me more hyped for a movie than any other theme that I like. And there's other themes that I like, but nothing on this level. And so love hearing that for the first time. You know, I had to go back and look it up. I actually looked it up via Facebook to confirm. I saw this movie 4 times in theaters, which at the time was just absurdly a lot. Like, I don't know if I'd ever seen one more than 2 times, and then ended up going 4. Now, that's no longer my record. I saw Infinity War 5 times, but this movie is just amazing. You know, while I was watching it, I tweeted out right before it started, for me anyway, that I don't know if the third act, the Battle of New York, is my favorite third act battle in any of these movies, comic movies in general, but it's definitely in the conversation, and it's probably top 3. It's just an awesome shot. There's parts of it that look like they did kind of like one shots, which are really cool. The way they would jump back and forth between characters and have the characters pop in and out of where each other was fighting to help each other and then move on to the next thing. I mean, the moment when Hulk punches Thor, the moment when Hulk smashes Loki repeatedly into the ground, both just huge crowd pleasers. The first time I remember very vividly the crowd reaction to those. It's an incredible, incredible movie. And it changed the genre forever, arguably in a way unlike any other comic movie ever has, because it delivered the promise. They did it. They pulled it off. You can put these characters together and it can work, and it can be funny and smart and captivating and just engaging at the same time. And you can do it. You can make it work. And they did it. If I remember right, they did like $1.5 billion or something. Stupid, absurd number like that at the box office. It just did so good. And I mean, it's the end of phase 1. And for a lot of people, phase 1 is still their favorite phase of the MCU. It's not mine, but I understand why people feel that way for sure. And I mean, I'd been looking forward to the Avengers. I'm always up for watching this movie. So I'd been looking forward to seeing it again. And as I knew it would, it delivered.